From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. There are reports of artillery being fired again from North Korea. From Seoul, Duali Saikautal reports South Korea's military is investigating the sounds of fire heard from an island that was shelled earlier this week by the North.
Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff told state media Yonhap News that they are checking into reports about the sound of explosions being heard from Yongpyeong Island. The military official says it might be related to training within the North's territory. Some 4,000 South Korean Marines have been deployed to defend Yongpyeong. Meanwhile, the top commander of U.S. forces in Korea toured the island, walking on debris-filled streets and past buildings destroyed by the North's shells. General Sharp earlier visited soldiers injured by this week's attack. President Lee Myung-bak also visited Marines in hospitals and paid tribute to the Marines killed at a memorial altar set up by their families. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau in Seoul.
A freeze warning is once again in effect in California's Central Valley. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, citrus growers are spending another night in their orchards trying to protect their crops from frost.
Growers of lemons and oranges dodged a bullet Wednesday night when the mercury dropped into the mid to upper 20s. By Friday morning, the temperatures are expected to be just as low. A sustained temperature of 28 degrees or less could ruin the crops. Joel Nelson of California Citrus Mutual says the fruit is especially vulnerable.
Right now, we're far more susceptible to freeze damage than we've ever been just because it's early in the season and the fruit was late maturing this year.
Frost control measures are expensive. Officials say it collectively costs growers $600,000 per hour. Temperatures are expected to return to normal Friday. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The official White House Christmas tree will be delivered this afternoon in a traditional horse-drawn carriage. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the Pennsylvania tree farmers who are supplying the tree know their way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
This is the second time Pennsylvania's Crystal Spring Tree Farm has been chosen to supply the White House Christmas tree. The first was in 2006. The family-owned farm has been raising Christmas trees since the 1930s in Pennsylvania's Mahoning Valley. This year, the farm won a national competition with one of its Colorado blue spruces. The tree chosen to decorate the White House is a 19.5-foot Douglas fir. The Park Service will shave a foot off the tree before setting it up in the White House Blue Room. There, it will be on display throughout the holiday season. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Black Friday is here, and that means deep discounts and online deals from the nation's retailers. In a break from tradition, some stores like Old Navy, Sears, and Toys R Us opened on Thanksgiving, hoping to get a jump on their competitors. This is NPR News from Washington. They're calling it a textbook landing. Two U.S. astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut returned to Earth today on a Soyuz spacecraft after spending more than 5 months on the International Space Station. Mission Commander Colonel Douglas Wheelock held up a hi mom greeting for the cameras and said the descent back to Earth was everything and more than he expected. A couple of high-profile college football games today will help determine who gets to play for the national championship, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
The world of college football unbuckles its belt and spreads out after Thanksgiving with games today and tomorrow featuring the nation's top-ranked teams playing quality opponents. The number one team in the standings, Oregon, faces Arizona, which features the second-best offense in the Pac-10 conference. But Oregon is the best offense in the country, averaging over 50 points a game. One of the nation's other undefeated teams, Boise State, plays Nevada, only the Boise State Broncos' third game against a ranked opponent all year. But the biggest game is the one between Alabama and Auburn, the Iron Bowl. Auburn is the second-ranked team in the nation, but Alabama is actually the slight favorite thanks to its home field advantage. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
The Black Eyed Peas will be the featured halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl.
That tonight's gonna be a good night.
The Grammy Award-winning group has sold more than 28 million albums worldwide and nearly 31 million digital tracks. The announcement was made yesterday during the Dallas Cowboys game against the New Orleans Saints. The Super Bowl will be held at Cowboys Stadium on February 6th. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.
Support